The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever. I am your host, Lou Need, and today I have a guest in store for you. Today I am talking with Happy. Happy is in medical school right now, and she has a fascinating take on medicine and a holistic approach to medicine. And I brought her in because her story is going to be insightful and very helpful to talk about. And of course, she will talk about her best morning routine, as you know. And Happy and I have been connected for over about a month now.
Yeah.
And I've really grown liking to her. She is very friendly. We work out at the same gym. Turns out at 6 a.m., she and I are in a wrapping our gloves and getting ready for the boxing, for a boxing class that kicks our hiney. But we show up anyway. And so I am honored to have Happy here. Thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So introduce yourself. Tell the audience something about you that they wouldn't know.
What they wouldn't know. So I'm Indian, that people usually don't get that from first look. And I'm 25 years old. I'm in naturopathy medical school.
Awesome. So let's talk about your journey to medical school. What were you doing before that? I know you lived up north for a little bit and then you came down to San Diego. Tell us about your journey into medical school and why.
Yeah, of course. So I was born and raised in Northern California, as you mentioned, in Sonoma County. And I was always kind of against going through the medical route because of just, like I said earlier, I'm Indian and that's kind of like the thing to do. So growing up, I never wanted to do that, just not to fit the stereotype. So my journey really began in 2012. I have a brother that's 36 years old and he has a disease called muscular dystrophy. And so he was hospitalized for about 2 months. And I was at the hospital every single day, every single night, and really just lived there. So I was a senior in high school at the time, also taking classes at a junior college. So I was in two different programs and also balancing family life. And that's when the doors first opened, just being comfortable in the environment. And you know how they always say, it's about the people you know. And I really got connected that way to the medical field.
Being in there with your brother, it opened your eyes. That must have been tough for you. You are, you know, 18 years old and your senior year is not like any other 18.
Yeah. So it was difficult, but definitely with the family support. And I mean, you know, when you are put in these situations, you don't really think about wishing not to be there. You're just doing it and you're going with the motion. Just being there for every single night with other family members, really got close to all the ICU nurses and the doctors there. And they started to ask me about going into the medical field and I was not interested. But then towards the last few weeks there, I started to become interested and I wanted to learn more.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the approach, because you have your take on medicine. You have your take on practicing medicine. And I know the program you're in is very different. And I would love for you to open up about that.
Yeah, totally. So let me just wrap that story up just so it makes sense of how I got here. Started shadowing nurses and ICU doctors in the conventional world. And they do amazing things. And I was, you know, starting to pick a route and I wanted to be a cardiologist. And I started to set my mind towards that going into medical school. Around the same time, I started to make personal changes in my journey. So I started to realize that I wanted my body to change. And I was hitting the gym, but wasn't really getting differences. And that's when food started to play a role. So end of 2012, beginning 2013, I started to realize how important food is. And really that it's not just a social construct. Like, there's so much more to food and the value of eating. And so that, along with the journey with being at the hospital, got me to research more into other ways I can still be a doctor, but really, really focus on nutrition. And I didn't want to be a nutritionist because that didn't really encompass everything I wanted to do. So I literally Googled nutrition doctor.
Yeah.
And naturopathic medicine came up. And then it was just a journey of shadowing NDs. And you know, when they say, like, you, when you get the feeling that you want to do something, like, that feeling is so true. When I first shadowed my first ND, it was just like, wow. And ND stands for naturopathic medicine, for those of you that don't know. But I was just like, this is what I want to do. Like, this is medicine to me.
Interesting. And so for it, for you, it took not knowing what the field was like, mm-hmm. not knowing what was out there, but beginning to shadow the doctors, beginning to find, seek mentorship, it sounds like.
Yes.
You found those who were in the field, who knew about it, and then that actually grew your passion for it.
Correct. Yeah, exactly that. And I just got to connect with naturopathic doctors that were willing to share what it is. I had no idea what it was. And I just began with emails, and then I started shadowing around the Bay Area. And then I did my undergrad at UCSD, University of California, San Diego, and I got my human biology bachelor's there. And lo and behold, here I am in San Diego, and there's a naturopathic medical school that opened up just a few years before I got here. So I applied, and I got in.
Good timing.
Such good timing.
Perfect timing. Tell us the... what naturopathic, what is it? And how is it different from MD? How is it different from the other medicine fields?
Yeah, so it's called naturopathic medicine. And we are trained in a scientific evidence-based four-year program. It's accredited. We diagnose, prevent, and treat acute chronic illnesses. And we help those get to their optimal health by supporting the person's inherent self-healing process. So we serve as primary care doctors, and we focus on what we like to say the root cause. And so it's a lot more than just the symptoms that you come in with. Each person comes in with their own story, and it's important for us to know that story and to help the patient heal. And we like to believe that we're not healing you as doctors. We are providing the tools and the pathway to help you heal yourself. And I think that's what really differentiates us from the rest of the medical professions out there, is that we do get to the root cause and we do treat each person individually.
Interesting take on it, because when you think of medicine, you think about the pharmaceutical company. It's a business, and they're usually not in the business of treating the root cause, but more so the symptoms.
Yeah.
You have a headache, you get a painkiller,
mm-hmm.
but they're not looking at the person as a holistic or being as a whole to see where that pain is deriving from. You know, as you are in the field, you know, it could be multitude of things, any kind of stressors, right? Like headache.
Exactly.
You have a headache because you're stressed, you're overworked, or something else. It's a trigger. The body's giving you a sign that something is wrong.
Exactly. And exactly what you just said is that when you get these symptoms, we're so used to just wanting to get rid of the symptoms, and we think that it's gone. But these symptoms are really showing you that something's wrong and your body's trying to work through something. So instead of getting rid of the feeling and not dealing with the actual issue, it's better to realize, why are you feeling this way? What's going on? What can I do to help support my body to help it heal and get rid of these symptoms, as well as the root cause of these symptoms?
How do you go about doing this?
So it's a lot of different ways. It's the great thing about naturopathic doctors is that each doctor does have their own personalized way of treating. That being said, there is the basic rules and labs and all that you would run just like any other doctor. But it really just starts with your story and what the whole from childhood, from birth to whatever age you've come into. And it's really looking at the whole picture, your lifestyle being the biggest factor. You know, your nutrition, your sleep, your hydration, your stressors, your environmental factors. And so coming to a naturopathic doctor, coming to seek other help, does require a lot more work than it would for going to any other profession or a medical professional.
I would imagine so, because it's not just come in for a visit, a 20-minute visit. It's more of a consultation.
Yeah. So our appointments do last close to an hour, hour and a half, especially your first visit.
Yeah, that makes total sense, because you are assessing, as you say, you're looking at the person's lifestyle. You're not just saying, what is the problem? Can I give you some antibiotic for it and then send you on your way?
Mm-hmm. And that being said, we do understand. That's also another reason why I fell in love with naturopathic medicine, is because we don't just bring down conventional medicine. We understand its position in care, and we understand how amazing pharmaceuticals can be and how they do help you stabilize. Some people would be dead without their pharmaceuticals. So we're not like, in no shape or form are we saying that don't ever take a pharmaceutical. We actually prescribe pharmaceuticals as well, on top of all our other modalities. So we understand its importance as well in the medical field.
Okay. Do you see in the near future there's a combination? Because what you're doing is very different, right? It's the holistic approach. It's the care. It's almost like you're putting the care back in healthcare.
Yeah, really.
And so do you see that being coupled with the way medicine is today in the future?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. The future is integrative medicine. And being in San Diego, it's awesome here because there's the acceptance of both. And there are clinics already where they have an MD as well as an ND taking the intake of the patient. So it's both integrative care, conventional and natural therapies, to help the patient heal. And that's what the future is going to be.
And these, there's no HIPAA regulations. You perform just like an MD.
Yeah, so there are HIPAA regulations, yeah, and we do perform like an MD. When it comes to taking the case and dealing with the person, I mean, we have a lot of legal issues that, not issues, but also legal rules that we have to follow. We are licensed as well, so there's a lot that comes with that. We are recognized by the U.S. Department of Education.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, I know you are working in, or you're at a clinic in Sorrento Valley. Are there more clinics like the one you're in around? And do you foresee an expansion?
So from my knowledge, we have Bastyr Clinic, which is part of the university, and it is a teaching clinic. So I can talk a little bit about that right now. So it's in Sorrento Valley, San Diego. It's a primary care clinic, a teaching clinic. It's open 6 days a week. So it does cater to people that work, because we are open till like 9 p.m. And so our clinic really treats like a wide range of conditions, as mentioned earlier, like mild, acute, chronic. And some examples could be as simple as a cold and flu and headache, as you mentioned, but also like arthritis, diabetes, depression, digestive disorders, menopausal symptoms, dermatology issues, weight issues. So we have a lot of different shifts that you can actually make an appointment for, whether that be a regular naturopathic shift where you are focusing on, you know, anything primary care related. We have specifics like a physical medicine appointment you can make, where you'll experience infrared saunas, hydrotherapy, chiropractic manipulations, craniosacral, like all these different things. And some of this might just sound like a lot of gibberish to a lot of people out there, but once you start to figure out what these things are and what they do, which we don't have time to talk about today, but they're amazing and they really do help people heal. And then on top of that, we have pediatric, dermatology, mental health counseling shifts. So we're kind of like a one-stop shop. It's offered at a discount to the public because we are a teaching clinic. So you have a licensed doctor that is overlooking the whole case. And then you have a fourth and a third year medical student that actually take your case. So yeah, that's our clinic. And in terms of it kind of spreading in San Diego, we do have some underserved communities clinics out in, I believe, Hillcrest. It might not be in Hillcrest, but so we have like three others associated in San Diego that are for the underserved. So those are definitely open. And then on top of that, we just have private clinics that are spread out through the county.
It's a great, actually a great way for you as the student to learn on the job. Is it different? How is it different from a practicum?
It's different in terms of, so we have to get like 1200 hours, like being in school. So you have to get those hours supervised and hands-on clinic training before you are considered to be or to sit for boards.
How long is the program? The
program is 4 years. And so 4 years, it's set up very similarly. First and second is focused on sciences. Third and fourth is really focused on pathologies and then treatments and then being in the clinic.
Not a big price to pay to actually help so many people heal and treating the root cause of a lot of issues like diabetes and
depression and digestive disorders, which so many people have in our community, thyroid issues, which almost every person that walks into our clinic has. So yeah, there's a lot of things that we can help with, and we're a very friendly environment and we welcome all walks of life.
Absolutely. I can see the trend in your history because you started out, you said you love the aspect of adding food and the importance of food in the body and dealing to its wellness. And then you couple that with medicine and then you have ND.
Exactly.
Essentially, yeah. That's how you got here. And it's pretty fascinating. And I know you were a fitness trainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have a knack for the human body and it being healthy. And I when you said to me, when you shadowed the ND, you for the first time, you got that feeling like, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. Like I said, I started my journey in 2013. And my journey started with getting help from personal trainers. And I was like, well, like, I want to know how the body works. And that was like my first interest in the body. And then came the whole food. And then I wanted to train because I got asked a lot of questions from family, mostly, and friends. And I was like, wow, like, I love doing this. So then I went out and got my NASM certification, and I was a trainer while I was an undergrad.
It sounds like you found your passion.
Yeah, definitely. And this incorporates all of it because I am focusing on sports medicine, especially these past few months. Really have changed my focus towards learning a lot more about naturopathic sports medicine.
You understand how the body works and what it needs. Tell us the difference between naturopaths and naturopathic doctors.
Yeah, so I want to make some extensions for people out there that are going to seek care, and it'll just help you make a more informative decision when you are seeking the care. So the difference between naturopaths, naturopathic doctors, is that naturopaths are health consultants. They are not legally allowed to diagnose or treat. Their education is also online with no accredited school and no board exam, national board exam, to be licensed to practice in the U.S. And to do a compare and contrast with that, we are considered primary care doctors who are legally allowed to diagnose, prevent, and treat illnesses. We, as I mentioned earlier, graduate from a 4-year accredited program and recognized by the U.S. Department of Education. And we get hands-on clinical experience, and we are licensed to practice in private and group practices, hospitals, medical schools. And even though our scope does vary by state, we are still licensed in majority of the states right now. And then another thing that I often hear is, are you a homeopath? And I wanted to bring that distinction as well, because homeopaths focus on homeopathy and that's their single modality to treat. And they are not licensed. And homeopathy is just one modality out of a lot of modalities that we have to offer. So there's that difference as well.
Okay, good to know. I wasn't aware of the differences. Let's jump right into your robust morning routine, your habits, so that you are capable of actually, you understand the human body, so you know what it needs to work. So let's talk about what is it that you do on a daily basis to actually show up in your life.
Yeah. So, you know, this rigorous program does require balance. And without it, if you don't feel good, I'm not going to perform well and I'm not going to be there to learn. So I do have my morning routine. It's very important to me and I do it every day. So I typically wake up around 5 to 6 a.m., regardless of if I want to or not. And I get about 6 to 8 hours of sleep, and that usually serves me pretty well. And I do intermittent fasting. So I'm about 14 hours by the time I wake up. And I like to start with about a 16 ounce of water while I'm getting ready for my workout of the day. So my workouts vary from Soul Cycle, which is like a 45-minute cycling class, to the boxing club where I met you. And you know, as you know, it's a 60-minute boxing HIIT workout. And then also the commercial gym, the 24, where I spend, you know, time stretching and lifting and hitting different muscle groups. So those, I usually pick one of those every day and I work out 6 to 7 times a week. So I do that every day and then I come home. And I think the only thing I'll mention about my routine of getting ready is I do dry brushing just to help with the lymphatic system and help get movement through my body. So I'm not really holding water in all these different places. So I do that. And by then I'm drinking another 32 ounces of water and I cook my meals for the day, which just include healthy snacks and make sure I'm getting my protein, my fats and my carbs in. And then I go off to school.
And you were there for hours.
I'm there for hours, which is why I take my food, because there are very healthy options in San Diego, but nothing's healthier than cooking your own food. So I need to wake up as early as I do to get everything in. And I feel like the most pivotal part of my whole morning routine is the workout, the hydration, and then, like I said, waking up early enough to do it all.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I just wrote a book about a week ago on the hydration piece of it. Waking up, the first thing, because you, as you mentioned, you had a fasted state overnight. And so you wake up parched because the brain is 85% of water. You're thirsty. And so the first thing to do to actually replenish and help release a lot of the toxins that got built up overnight, right, because your organs are trying to eliminate the toxins that you get all day long just from breathing, right? And so when you wake up in the morning, I wrote the book and I talk about the scientific benefits of having a 12-ounce glass of water with a pinch of Himalayan salt in it, because, you know, the benefits of Himalayan salt, it's high in magnesium. It has mineral trace in it, right? 15% mineral trace in it and sodium chloride. So it's really good for you, and it actually helps with electrolytes. Adding electrolytes back in your body first thing in the morning. So I was really, really excited to see that you do hydrate first thing in the morning, because that's what I do as well. And I think there's so much power, so much benefits to that, because it replenishes the body, it replenishes the mind, it helps you think better, it helps with clarity. It's just essential to actually apply that first thing in the morning, and on an empty stomach too.
Mm-hmm, right, before you put anything else in your body.
For sure. And I know you said dry washing. Explain what that is.
So it's literally just, it's kind of a rough brush. So it's dry brushing, actually. And it's literally just a thick brush that with thick bristles. And what you're doing is you're brushing your body towards your heart. So you can start at your hands and you go up your arm towards your heart. You can start at your stomach and go up into towards your heart. And I actually even go in the motion of your intestines while I'm brushing to help get the movement, so I can get regular bowel movements daily. And so that really helps. And then I do tend to hold quite a bit of water for just whatever genetic makeup reasons. And so I found that doing this dry brushing really has helped move my lymphatics and not hold as much water.
And it helps with blood circulation?
Yes, totally.
How come we haven't heard of this? I haven't heard of this.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. Dry brushing, y'all. You hear it here first.
Yeah.
I want to talk about your rising up early. It shows that success leaves a trail. Success leaves clues. And a lot of successful people, be it a thought leader like yourself, being an entrepreneur and a CEO, Richard Branson and Warren Buffett, they are up 4:30, between 4:30 and 5:30 every day. And they have their rigorous morning routine that they must do to actually get their mind right before they run their big multi-million dollar corporation. So it was interesting to see that you too do the same. And you mentioned that you cannot start your day without a workout. What are the benefits of working out for you?
For me, yeah. For me, it just really gets my mind straight. I mean, I'm looking at a computer all day, and whether I want to or not, and I'm, you know, absorbing so much information all day long. So unless I get my workout in, I'm just drained. I'm not nearly woken up as I would be after a workout. And I actually, what I do is it helps me memorize. So if I have a test that day at school, instead of doing one of the three workouts that I've mentioned, I just go do a treadmill workout, and I just change the inclination of the treadmill as I'm memorizing whatever I want on my document. So it's just helped with my anxiety before a test. It's helped memorize all the little things that I would not memorize on if I just sat at home. And really, I mean, I realized I've tried to not work out because I'm like, I have way too much to do. And I've performed way worse than when I actually just take the time and go work out. So it just gets way more.
I agree with you. Not working out in the morning. I'm up, as you know, I'm in the same class as you working out. It really makes the day go a lot better when you do get the workout in. You took care of yourself first thing in the morning, right? Okay. And so you're already more equipped to deal with life stressors as they come your way. I love to say to myself, I already worked out, therefore I can take anything, whatever the day throws at me, I can handle.
I think another big important thing for me is when my alarm goes off, I'm up. Like, I don't lay around in bed. So I rather get the full amount of sleep. If I need to wake up at 5:30, my alarm's on at 5:30, not at 5:15, because I rather get those 15 minutes of sleep and just wake up on the ball than try to lounge around in bed. And that just makes me so much more tired.
The domino effect to the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Tell our listeners, how can we found balance. You have balance. You have a great routine that works for you despite your busy studying, your busy day at the clinic. How can others find balance? Give us some tips.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to take it day by day. I think it's important to set a goal, whether that you write that on your notes, on your iPhone, if you have one, or Android, whatever. Or you decide to write down in a journal, it's important to set goals. And whether you accomplish them the next day or not, that's okay. The point is to set them and see them every day, and that you want to do it and recognize that. And I think you should start with one thing, whether that's waking up in the morning and you decide not to go work out, but you just woke up in the morning. Great. Or you decide that you want to just drink, you know, like 4 ounces of water, because you usually wake up and drink coffee. Making those little changes that are achievable and not setting yourself up for failure, but rather success by making small changes is, I think, the biggest thing that has helped me.
Well put. And I really like your routine, and it works great. It works for you.
It works for me. Yeah.
Happy. I want to thank you so much for joining the show. You've had some great insight. I can assure you my listeners are going to, I want to let them know that if they are pursuing something that they know absolutely nothing about, and one of the advice and you gave was to seek a mentor, to actually get experience and actually ask those who come before you, who have the skill sets, who have the knowledge, and learn from them.
Yeah. And the best, I mean, one of the best quotes that I know is, be around those that you want to see yourself one day be.
Well put. I really like that. Another, I thank you for the tips on finding balance and writing down your goals and starting small, being patient with yourself as you begin this journey, because it takes time. Habits, we all habitual creatures, but habits take time to form, good or bad. And right. So we might have to start getting rid of some bad habits to actually replace it. That's the only way you get rid of bad habits, y'all, by replacing it with a different one.
Yeah, like you said, be patient with yourself, listen to your body and set those small goals. And if it doesn't happen that day, guess what? You got another day coming.
Yeah, another opportunity. Mm-hmm. I like what you said about the drinking water. As I told you, I have an ebook that is coming out, launching actually this weekend by the time this podcast is released. And for this particular episode, I will put the link down and give a free copy to everyone for that day. Because it is imperative to stay hydrated first thing in the morning. And I appreciate you for actually doing that and sharing it with us today.
Of course. Thank you.
Absolutely. Tell us, where can our listeners connect with you?
Yeah. So you can email me, and you're welcome to put it at the bottom of the link as well, at Harpreet, HARPREET dot Uppal, my last name, UPPAL. At bastyr.com, and bastyr is spelled BASTYR. So you're welcome to email me with any of your questions or any concerns or curiosities that you have. And if you want to learn more about our clinic, you can go to bastyr, spelled the same way, BASTYR clinic.org. And if you're an Instagrammer, we have California Bastyr, because we also have a Bastyr in Seattle, at Bastyr California. And if you want to follow the journey of the students attending this medical school and what medical school is like, come join us.
I really enjoyed having you on the show, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.